This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Stephen Miff. Steve's been in the healthcare business 20, 30 years, extremely bright person, runs PCCI, which is all about innovation. Steve, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Now, my pleasure, Scott, and thanks for having me. So my name is Steve Miff. I'm the president and CEO at PCCI. And I would say I have a passion to innovate and use next generation analytics and technology, particularly with a focus on helping the most vulnerable residents in our communities. As you said, I've been in the healthcare industry, particularly on the analytics and consulting side for many years, both on the for-profit side, on the provider side, on the government side, and now at PCCI. So thanks for having me.
Thank you. And tell us about, what does PCCI stand for? What does PCCI do? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so PCCI is actually a really unique organization with a focus on innovating and pioneering new ways to health. So we started as a department within Parkland Health and Hospital System and was spun out as an independent nonprofit organization in 2012 to not only serve the needs of Parkland, but also pursue additional transformative initiatives that could have a broader impact. And Scott, at the core of it, we believe that data, if done right, has the power to galvanize communities, inform leaders, empower people. But we also believe that clinical data only paints a partial picture of an individual. And our business model focuses on how do we bring cutting edge uses of data science, social determinants of health, and clinical expertise to connect clinical providers across the community.
And how did you transition to lead PCCI? Give people some sense of your background and how you got there.
Yeah, happy to. So I have a PhD in biomedical engineering from Northwestern. Actually, we joke that between my wife and I, we bleed purple because we have 6 degrees between the two of us from the same organization. But I never wanted to necessarily stay in academia and had the opportunity to join Michael Sachs in 2003 at SG2. And I was fortunate to spend 8 years with the organization, building not only initially their orthopedic program, but a lot of their predictive and forecasting models, and having the opportunity to do a lot of consulting work nationally and internationally. I had the opportunity in 2012 to move to Dallas to join the VHA, now Vizient, to lead their non-GPO programs across their population health, performance improvement, physician practices, et cetera. And an opportunity to see things play out nationally across both academic medical centers, community hospital, rural markets. And that was something that was very informative as far as my career goes. One constant, Scott, across my whole career has been the use of analytics and applying those analytics in a way that informs decision making. And the opportunity came around for PCCI. You know, like good things in life, some by strategy, some by chance. I think this was as much chance as anything else. And it just clicked every single element that I was looking for. One being at the cutting edge of technology, using machine learning, cognitive computing, and those type of things. Two is applying that more broadly. And I strongly believe that, health begins not in our acute care facilities, but where we learn, live, work, play, and having the opportunity to bring a community together to facilitate how we support individuals, something that I was not only interested in, but an opportunity to actually try to innovate on and make an impact here. So that's how things came together.
Tell me specifically one of the most interesting things that you see or are working on, and then tell us about the book that you've authored.
Yeah, and this has been a journey that PCCI has been on since 2012, and that's been on how do you design and deploy technology and models around the technology to connect healthcare providers with community-based organizations. And the playbook that we just released is really a blueprint for how do you actually do this work across the whole community, and highlights many of the challenges, the successes, the lessons learned along the way, And it's truly the first of its kind because it details these step-by-step processes and guides and technology based on the real life experience that we've had here in Dallas over the last 5+ years. So it's really grounded in the practical experience. And the ultimate goal is to enable others to learn from what we've done, what we've experienced, to hopefully deploy similar models in their community with, you know, reducing costs, improving healthcare, health, safety, well-being of the communities that they increasingly serve across their markets.
And what is sort of like, of all this discussion of innovation, what do you see in healthcare that's working? Where do you see things working? Obviously, the whole system is stressed right now, but what do you see positive and that's working in healthcare? Did you look at it and say, we should be doing more of this or more of that?
Yeah, I think we've gotten better of using data and technology and extracting more value from it, Scott. And I think we've been on a journey to use effectively what I'll call more descriptive analytics. So we've gotten really good at benchmarking and prioritizing using that information and data and extracting more and more meaningful utilization of our electronic medical records. I think we've progressed towards actually infusing more predictive analytics into how do we prioritize individuals. And I think regardless of the payment models, increasingly organizations have been experimenting and leaning in on population health using the analytics. And I think that's been on a positive path. And, you know, increasingly a recognition that we can't do it alone, a recognition that we need to work broadly across the community. And I think that's part of being sort of this journey is really how do you do that in a really meaningful way? I actually, Scott, I really liked the article that just came out in February from Health Affairs that indicated that, you know, there are 78 plus programs, 900 hospitals that have committed over $2.5 billion to address connection, community, and social determinants of health. And to me, that's something that I've seen a movement from just talking about it to actually taking action. And that's encouraging to me because that's truly how we can move upstream and really do population health. So I think those things have been on a journey as they're working, and we're making good progress on.
Well, that's fantastic. And then, Steve, I guess, where do people find your book and learn more about PCCI?
Well, first and foremost, our website, pccainnovation.org. Second, it was published by HIMSS, the publishing arm of HIMSS. So certainly going to the CRC press website and they can get it there. Or just like I think everybody else, it's on Amazon. So, you know, I'll say if you can't find it on Amazon, maybe you don't need it. So it's on Amazon. I think you do need it.
Well, just fantastic. And obviously, you know, HIMSS holds a magnificent health IT show. We at Becker's have our health IT and revenue cycle conference coming up this October, magnificently large meeting. So I hope people will join us there. Plus with a little luck, our health IT and clinical leadership meeting coming up this, you know, not too long in this, this May, if meetings are back in the game. And anyway, Steve, just a pleasure talking to you. You're a brilliant guy. You've had a great career. And I wish you great success with this book. And more importantly, what you continue to do with PCCI. So just fantastic. Thank you, sir.
Scott, thank you. Thank you so much. And I look forward to continuing these conversations because we're on a trajectory that can completely revolutionize and change the way we help individuals in this country.
That is fantastic. Thank you, Steve, very much.
Thanks, Scott.